This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Two people were killed early Saturday morning in a head-on collision south of Mountain View. Arkansas State Trooper Michael Woodard says the victims were 34-year-old Jeremiah Fellers of Ida, Arkansas, and 28-year-old Sarah J. Tallchief of Conway. Woodard said the collision occurred on State Highway 5 about 2.3 miles south of Mountain View. Woodard said around 12:15 Saturday morning, Fellers was driving his Dodge automobile north on State Highway 5 toward Mountain View, and Tallchief was a passenger. 58-year-old Leo G. Clark of Norfolk, Arkansas, was driving his 2006 Dodge Ram pickup south on Highway 5. Woodard said Fellers attempted to pass another vehicle and collided head-on with a southbound truck driven by Clark. Woodard said both Fellers and Tallchief were dead at the scene. Clark was taken by ambulance to the Stone County Medical Center, where he was treated and released. Fellers and Tallchief were the 487th and 488th fatalities on Arkansas highways this year. Woodard said the weather was clear and the roadway dry at the time of the accident. Batesville is one of five Arkansas school districts sending representatives to China in hopes they'll be able to recruit potential Chinese language teachers. The other participating school districts are the Pulaski County Special, BB, Wynn, and Lincoln. The eight-day trip to Beijing and Zhenhua is being organized and largely funded by the Chinese government. During the trip, the Arkansas educators will tour schools, attend lectures on Chinese education and culture, and interview Chinese language teachers for potential jobs in Arkansas. The school districts say incorporating Chinese into the Arkansas school curriculum will help educators bring a, quote, global world-class standard to students, unquote. There will be a special meeting of the Mountain View City Council at 11 a.m. today. On the agenda will be the presentation of the 2011 proposed budget. Meeting will be held at City Hall.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Seven people have pleaded guilty in Arkansas to stealing about $18,000 worth of baby formula from Texas grocery stores as part of an alleged crime ring. An Arkansas Circuit Court judge sentenced the five women and two men to three-year prison sentences with 1 year suspended. All seven are listed as residents of DeQueen. The 9th Judicial District Prosecutor tells the Texarkana Gazette that none of the seven had previous criminal histories. They were in the U.S. legally or spoke English. He says they had been brought to the U.S. for the purpose of stealing baby formula and had been working for someone in order to get their families from Mexico to the U.S. The prosecutor says all seven will be deported after serving their sentences. And a night of pro boxing is coming to Batesville on Saturday, December 11th. Bad Boy Promotions is presenting Season's Beatings at the National Guard Armory. It's on White Drive. Promoter Brandon Foster said the boxing card will include three women's bouts and four men's fights. Boxers featured will include Kristen Treadway, April Ward, Carrie Johnston, Hunter Limbaugh, James Frazier, and Josh Williams. Foster said the doors open at 7:30, first fight starting at 8:15. He said tickets are $20 each on a first-come, first-served basis. Tickets are limited. You can purchase them at Bad Boy Mowers' front office Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. And finally, a woman came home to find her husband in the kitchen shaking frantically, almost in a dancing frenzy, with some kind of wire running from his waist toward the electric kettle. Intending to jolt him away from the deadly current, she whacked him with a handy plank of wood, breaking his arm in two places. Up to that moment, he had been happily listening to his Walkman. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.